This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's in Rome for a Group of 20 summit and a meeting at the Vatican with Pope Francis. This after wrestling with congressional Democrats here at home over his domestic policy package. But the president says he's reached a historic framework with Democrats in Congress on his now smaller domestic policy plan.
No one got everything they wanted, including me. But that's what compromise is. That's consensus. And that's what I ran on.
Final votes won't be called for some time. Not in the deal anymore, paid family leave and efforts to lower prescription drug prices. Still in the mix, free pre-kindergarten, expanded health care programs, and billions to tackle climate change. Republicans remain overwhelmingly opposed. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is accused in a criminal complaint of a misdemeanor sex crime. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Now the Albany County Sheriff's Office issued a criminal complaint and ordered Cuomo to appear in court November 17th. The one-page complaint accuses Cuomo of putting his hand under a woman's shirt last December when they were at the executive mansion. Cuomo's lawyer denies he ever assaulted anyone and accused the sheriff of improper motives by filing a criminal complaint without consulting the district attorney, suggesting politics are in play. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The National Weather Service is warning of a big storm that'll wallop the eastern U.S. over the next few days. Thunderstorms in the south and mid-Atlantic through today. Heavy rain from the mid-Atlantic through New England today and tomorrow, and that could mean flooding, says the Weather Service. We've been told that the Justice Department is in talks to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to each child and parent who was separated at the border. This was done during the Trump administration. The talks are continuing, and there's no guarantee there will be an agreement. This is AP News. The number of Americans dying in traffic accidents is spiking.
Federal government figures show there were over 20,000 traffic deaths in the United States in the first half of 2021. The estimated number was 18.4% higher than the first half of 2020, when there was a stark reduction in vehicle miles traveled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Preliminary data from the Federal Highway Administration shows vehicle miles traveled rose by 173.1 billion miles in the first 6 months of this year, an increase of around 13% over the same period in 2020. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says behavioral research from March through June showed speeding and traveling without a seatbelt were more prevalent than before the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Mike Gracia.
Somebody stole a bust of Elvis Presley from an Illinois bar. The owner says he'd like Elvis back. No questions asked. Elvis has left the building, he said on Facebook. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.